This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hi, Randy.
Good morning.
Well, we had a bit of a snafu in our normal studio, so we are here now ready for WSMI Sports Saturday, and the spring high school football season is in the books. That's 6 weeks to me. Took a long time. The nine-week season always seems to be the fastest 9 weeks in sports. This six-week football season just took, seemingly, a long, long time to go, but boy, it was a lot of fun. Completely different, of course, and we have no postseason, so the conference championship really takes on some special meaning this year. Carthenville and Southwestern both finish 5-1 on the year. Pena finished 4-1 in South Central play. Vandalia finished 4-2. Last night, it was Carthenville beating Roxana 34-9. Southwestern beat Hillsborough 25-0. Gillespie topped Vandalia 28-22. It was Pena over Staunton 49-0. And North Mac, they beat Greenville 56-12. Of course, that'll be a conference game in a couple of years. It was a non-conference affair last night. And I guess kind of fitting, as both those schools lost their original opponents due to COVID issues. So they wound up getting that game together at the last minute, and just kind of a sign of the season that was. Happy to be joined on the phone right now by the head coach of the Carthenville Cavaliers, Chad Easterday. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Tim. How are you guys this morning?
Hey, doing very well this morning. And how strange is it to end your season on a win, but yet not have a state championship?
Never happened.
Nope.
I mean, it's never happened. So, you know, it's very unique. I think the whole thing's been unique, is the words that we've used over the years. So, you know, it's very emotional just for the week, because outside of what you just said, I've been very fortunate in my career. Very few times have I went into the last week of season knowing that I was clutching equipment after the game. So, you know, not a lot of coaches get that, and we have a great program at Carthenville, and the tradition's high. So, you know, it was weird for the kids. I think they had an emotional week, and it's been difficult, I believe.
Speaking of the tradition, 18 of the last 20 years, Carthenville football has had at least 6 wins. Now, this year, of course, you only played 6 games, but to win 5 of the 6, as you were kind of just mentioning, with all the different things that were going on with this year, this has to be a super satisfying 6-game season.
Yeah, you know, three plays away from being 6-0. Against a great painted team, you know, things like that. So if you look back over the season, I think most coaches will, especially our program. We have great kids, great tradition, great coaching staff, great community support. So, you know, for us to pull that all together again, I think is another just great year for Carthenville in itself. So,
Chad, I've joked with you for years that you've got some sort of secret stable on the grounds of Carthenville where you just pluck these running backs out just year after year. You just always have them. And Bobby Seal gets 1,000 yards in a 6-game season. Remarkable.
Yeah. You know, I think the newspaper guy asked me last night about it, and I'm like, you know, somebody ought to kick me in the rear end, because we weren't doing that weeks 1 and 2 as much as we were weeks 3, 4, 5, and 6. Yeah, so, you know, sometimes you feel stupid when you look back over that, but the gentleman is a tremendous athlete, and, you know, he's got great teammates, and like we talked about, you know, Tim, you've watched Carthenville football for a long time, and the great thing that I like about Bobby is he waited his turn,
Yeah. And
sometimes that's really, really difficult to do. I mean, you got to keep lifting weights, and he's a junior that played on a JV team that was can't. I mean, those types of things. So I think when you look at those things at Carthenville, for example, I'm just very proud of him that he stayed the course. I use that term a lot with kids, you know, stay the course, stay the course. It's about the program. And, you know, he did that, and his success shows it. So, and to be very honest with you, he'll be the first one to tell you don't rush for 1,000 yards without a great group of teammates to block for you. And so that makes a big difference as well.
And, I mean, your offensive line, so much experience. Just talk about that group, and there will be a lot to replace there coming up in a few months in the fall season.
Yeah, we'll graduate 3 of the 5, so 2 will be returning, and We try like crazy, Tim. You know you're not going to pin me down on that one.
We've
been rotating three other kids in there that have been halftime players. So, you know, they've gotten some great experience this year. And, you know, we were fortunate enough, I think, that we were able to play some JV games this year. Because, you know, that was the big scare when you and I talked, 10 weeks ago or however many times we did this, start and stop it. We're only going to have a varsity season. And I was scared to death that your underclass games wouldn't happen. And we were very fortunate to play five freshman games and five JV games. So, you know, everyone got to experience football, which is what it should have been.
Chad, last night, obviously, you beat Roxana 34-9. I have to ask you about the end of the game. I've never seen something like that. It was four or five consecutive plays, dead ball, personal foul penalties on both teams, and the official finally said, enough, run the clock, the game's over. I personally thought that was the right thing to do because, for whatever reason, that game seemed to be spiraling out of control.
Yeah, that's a tough one this
morning,
Tim.
I'm sorry. It's the last time I'm talking to you for a few months, Chad. I had to get you.
I know. Okay, but you know me. I'm as transparent as possible. So we pride ourselves on keeping our head and keeping our cool. And Coach DeFreeze does the same thing. So I think all the things that we just talked about finally built up to a head, and Roxana happened to be on the other end of that stick. And we happen to be on the other end of the winning stick. Mm-hmm. And I think those emotions, when they go high like that, both Coach DeFreeze and I called our teams over there, gave them a good, stern talking to, and made sure that that was not going to end that way. And then after the game, I think some of their kids were emotional. They've had a tough season. They had a couple losses that were really, really close mm-hmm. this year. And you know, they could have easily been 3-2 or 3-3 or whatever for the season. So we just chose to do it that way. And, you know, nothing against officiating, but I've never complained about it. But you called the game last night, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I'll turn this question on you. Did you think the game moved a little slow?
There were periods. There were periods, yes.
Okay. I just thought the pace of the game was a little slow. Mm-hmm. And I think when that happens, you got to keep things moving and keep kids going. And I think they're spent too much time worrying about if I got held or if I got blocked. I mean, they're going to say that every play, for God's sake. I say it every play because right. I want to win just like they do. So somebody's always getting held or somebody's always getting blocked in the back. So anyway, I think the combination of all those things just kind of boiled to a head there for a second. So.
Well, and that's the thing about football, isn't it, Chad, though? It's always teetering on that fine line, and it can go over on any given play.
Sure. I mean, I've told this to my wife many times. I'm like, you know, we don't have daughters in our house, but some of the greatest football players that I've had, I'm not sure I would want them to date my daughter. So that's what makes them great football players at times. Those kids that have an edge and those kids that are not afraid to push the envelope and those types of things. And, you know, I'm that way. I try to make sure that when I walk on the field, I leave that portion of my personality on the field, and sometimes it carries over in some situations. Or like when I go to the self-checkout line and the darn thing doesn't work or something, Jim. I don't know. I'm starving here for an example. At the end of the day, I think I was very happy that both of us kept our heads and kept our cool and used it as a teaching moment for kids. As you and I have talked before, things are going to go wrong. Things will go bad. You are not judged on if they go bad. You're judged on how you react to them. So, you know, those are some life lessons, I think, that both of us used last night to hopefully instill some better days to come.
There you go. That's what it's all about. Very well said, Chad. Hey, just one final thing. Obviously, you played 2 weeks ago the SHG JV team. That to me, honestly, Chad, that might be the best win you had all year. I don't care if it's a JV team or not. That's a 6A powerhouse, and you took it to them.
Yeah, I tell you what. Once again, I'm going to say this again. I said it last week to a reporter. You know, I want to really thank Ken Leonard because 7-8 weeks ago, we were starving for a game, and we couldn't get one. And we searched and searched and searched. And Coach Borgini and him and I have a pretty good relationship. He's like, we'll come play. I said, great. So then that starts all this rumor mill. Well, if you get beat by a JV team or if you don't beat a JV team. But you're right. You know, that coaching staff is one of the greatest in the state of Illinois, and they've proven their track record. And we got to kind of roll in a little bit, and I won't lie to you. It started raining in the second half, and we found Bobby off tackle. And then the rain just opened up. So it helped us a little bit because they couldn't throw it. But, you know, I think it was a great win for our program, and it was a great experience for those guys to come down and that type of thing, because they don't get that opportunity in that program very much. They played Rochester's JV two different times. So we were their first different opponent of the year.
So really that second half, you were kind of like Vince Lombardi, Chad. You got a seal here, a seal there, and Bobby was loose.
I've never been referred to as Vince Lombardi, but we definitely handed the ball to Bobby Seal because DeBerge did a great job throwing it, and their quarterback was he's a true triple threat guy. So we obviously the rain helped, and we had kept him in check. So, you know, if it hadn't been raining, like Coach Steiner said after the game, that might have been 37-14, 37-21, depending on how everything shakes out. But we'll take it at the end of the day.
Absolutely. Chad Easterday, always appreciate your time. Love our conversations. Thank you so much. And the fall season is going to be here before we know it.
14 Fridays.
There we go. I like it. I want to start the countdown on the sports vlog. Excellent. Chad, thank you, my friend.
See ya.
That's Chad Easterday, the head coach of the Carletonville Cavaliers. There you go. 14 Fridays away from Football Friday, number 2 in 2021. We need a break. We're back on Sports Saturday in a moment.
Back to Sports Saturday here on WSMI, and we rejoin Tim Mize.
David made it. He had an errand that had to be run.
The diaper bag got left at home.
Well, there you go. That's a gots to.
Yeah.
Go situation.
It would have been a bad situation.
Yeah, that's no good for anybody, no.
Yeah.
So David is back with us here this morning on Sports Saturday as the rains continue to fall, and we've got several postponements of baseball and softball officially in Southwestern North Mac baseball, Lincoln Hillsboro baseball, the Southwestern North Mac softball, along with the round robin at Tri-City, which Hillsboro was part of, all postponed, but I don't imagine there's going to be too much baseball and softball activity happening around mid-Illinois today. Rain expected to continue here for a while. The Cardinals will get it going probably at some point today down at Busch. 12:20 is the scheduled pregame start on WQSMI AM 1540, FM 106.9, and 92.9. They might be in a bit of a weather delay at some point. Don't know. Just depends when the rain showers move out. But the Cardinals, boy, they squeaked by last night. They were up 5-1 in the ninth. Four walks, a misplay in center field, and next thing you knew, it was 5-4. Go-ahead run at second base before Alex Reyes got himself out of the situation, and the Redbirds got the win over the Red Lakes. Speaking of getting wins, Nokomis did a lot of that during the spring football season. They played six. They won six as they rolled Red Bud last night 54-0. And on the phone right now is head coach Paul Watson. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Hey, I'm doing well. The more important question is, how are the Redskins doing? That was a fantastic spring football season.
We're doing outstanding. I tell you what, my voice is about gone from screaming and hollering, and we had a great season.
And, I mean, Paul, is there any part of you that thinks, gosh, what could this team have done if they would have been allowed to have a postseason?
Oh, absolutely. And we were talking about that last night, that, you know, we're going 2 hours south just to play a game, and you know, we're not complaining about it. We're happy to play, and heck, you know, 5 months ago, we could have went 6 hours, and we'd have been happy to play just to get games in.
No, that's exactly right. And talk to me about the Cahokia Conference. I mean, that is a different type of football situation than the Prairie State was.
Yeah, you know, and we're a good fit down there, and we would love to join down in there, and you know, play in that conference. Travel's about the same as what it was. I mean, we was going down to East Dalton and Old Marquette, and we was already going to Depot. And, you know, I think we'd fit great in that conference, and hopefully we can get in there.
Talk to me about your contributors this year. As we talked earlier in the year, I mean, the running game for you was really the strength of this club.
Yeah, it was. You know, we... Our quarterback, Connor Overby, you know, he's a junior, and you know, like most quarterbacks, they really want to throw the ball, and I told him, I said, you know, if we're hitting, you know, 300 to 350 yards rushing every game, and, you know, we don't need to throw unless we have to throw, and, you know, the guys up front, you know, we got a couple seniors that we're going to be losing, Dylan Hayes, Brayson Brummett, you know, Cameron Englehart, that up there blocking for us and making big holes, and, you know, our backfield is full of juniors, so we're lucky there. We'll have all of them back. you know, and they set their turns on running the ball, and they understood their roles, and nobody complained about, you know, hey, I want the ball 20 times. Heck, everybody's getting it at least 10 times. And I told them, I said, you know, if you guys want to get 100 yards per game, then you better break the big ones. And a lot of times they did.
Talking with Paul Watson, the head coach of Nokomis, as they go 6-0 in the spring season. And, Paul, what's the plan now in terms of getting ready for the fall season? Were any major injuries that have to be overcome here?
No, and that's the good thing. I mean, we got a couple, you know, we got a shoulder, we got a knee, and we got an ankle type things that'll be healed up for this fall. That, you know, nothing serious. And, you know, like I said, we're only losing, you know, we had four seniors that was on the team and three that was in the program, you know, the whole time they were here. Dallas Stead, he come in as a senior, this is his first year playing. So, you know, this spring season really helps us out with some of these younger guys that got a lot of reps, and we should be able to just roll right into the fall.
Will you be able to have, I guess, your normal summer program now, you anticipate?
Normal? What's normal?
Fair point.
No, you know, we're with the way the season's been, with everything back to back, we're not going to do anything in June. You know, we're still going to get in the weight room and do our lifting stuff, but you know, I think we get like 20 contact days or whatever now is what IHSA said, but you know, we'll start probably that first week in July. I was looking at it this morning, probably end up using about 16 of those 20 days and go from there. But yeah, no, we're going to kind of push everything back, give them some time to be kids and kind of hopefully enjoy some of their summer.
And I'm sure they will do that. But, you know, sometimes, Paul, you said you got so much of this team coming back, having the success they had, they might just decide to put a bunch of work in on their own thinking, well, you know, we got something special here.
Yeah, and that's the thing with, you know, this junior class and you know, with the whole practice, you know, we start practice, and then COVID, we can't practice, and then, okay, now you can't practice. Okay, the weight room's open. Nope, weight room's closed. I mean, that group of juniors was like, you know what, we're going to Taylorville to work out, to get in the gym, and they carpooled up there all winter long and all, you know, during the spring there. And, they'll be doing their own thing, I guarantee you.
And, I mean, from your perspective, you can't dream up a better scenario than that.
No. You know, they – JFL, these kids in JFL, I coached them there, you know, helped coach them in their eighth grade year. And, you know, it's a special group there that, you know, they love football, they love hitting, and they just want to play ball.
And, you know – a lot of people put, you know, look at different things when they look at the lower level. Some people, I think, get misguided and only look at wins and losses. That can't tell you anything. But the mentality, that can tell you something when kids are younger.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's confidence. They get in there and, you know, they get their confidence up. They see what they can do, and then they have a little success, and then, you know, they just want to get better and better. And, you know, that's what we've been doing. And, you know, our coaching staff, you know, I've probably got one of the best coaching staffs around with, you know, Coach Still, Coach Sobel, Coach Tarter, Coach Black, and Coach Fox. That, you know, we've been around together now some of us been together for 20-some years here. So, you know, they know that mentality, and they get everything out of the kids.
Paul, if you're not careful, you might turn Nokomis into a football school here.
Well, you know, that's kind of cool. Joking around there when Coach Kimbrough was retiring and then Coach Tisco, it's like, you know what? It's time for some football time here in Nokomis.
Fantastic. Paul Watson, the head coach of Nokomis, thank you for a few minutes of your time this morning, and congratulations on the 6-0 spring season.
All right, thank you, guys. You guys have a good weekend.
All right, you too. Paul Watson from Nokomis. And the prognosis for Nokomis, David, that sounds good. You know, we've talked about this as we were, you know, getting ready for the spring season, and in some ways how you could approach it as one big year, right, in terms of the spring 21 season and the fall 21 season. But the big caveat in that is, well, how many seniors are you losing? You know, you look at Carlinville, Bobby Seale, the tailback, graduating, three of the five linemen graduating. Carlinville will be fine, but my point is they've got some key senior pieces that won't be there. For Nokomis, key senior pieces leaving, but just a handful of them. So they have a lot of their team coming back. And with the success they just had, I suspect they are just going to be crazy focused here leading into this fall season.
Oh, absolutely. And you had an abbreviated season. You actually got spring football. You're coming off of, I believe they were a playoff team last year.
Last time
we had fall football.
Dude, I can't even remember.
I think they were, but again, I could be wrong. Yeah. But then to go 6-0 in this spring season, they've got a lot of momentum heading into the summer. The guys that are returning are going to be hungry and look to definitely make some noise in that Cahokia Conference in the fall.
Absolutely. We're going to catch up with North MAC head coach Patrick Bowman here in just a moment. North MAC had a phenomenal season. They finished 4-2 with the losses coming to Williamsville and Aurora Forsyth. But, you know, you look at what Williamsville, they've won 20 straight games now, by the way, the Williamsville Bullets. We'll have Aaron Kuntz joining us later in the hour as well. The last time Williamsville lost the game was the 2018 state quarterfinals at Carthenville. Just digest that for a moment here on your Saturday morning. But North MAC, they had Williamsville down in the final minute before the Bullets came back and got the victory. So really, you know, Williamsville's challenged once all year on the scoreboard, and it was North MAC who did the challenge in there a couple of nights ago on the turf in Verdon. And we're joined on the phone right now by North MAC head coach Patrick Bowman. And coach, how's it going this morning?
Hey, it's going well. How about you guys?
Hey, we're doing fantastic, and I know you are glad that you got a game in last night, because as there's been a lot of downfalls to the six-game season, but there would have been really not a whole lot worse than if it would have been a five-game season for you.
Yes, and we found out Monday that we didn't have a game this week, so we were scrambling around calling everybody, and we were very fortunate that Greenville had an opening, and they on Wednesday, Coach and I talked, and we were able to schedule a game for us, which made it extremely exciting, especially, like you said, since we only have six games, and especially for the seniors. You're expecting six games, and then you find out you're only getting five, and you didn't know that fifth game was going to be your last one. So it worked out well for us.
Talk to me about the senior group, because, you know, you've alluded to it, and everyone knows it, that they have really taken the brunt of what has gone on here with high school sports during the pandemic. So talk to me about that group and really how special that group is.
Definitely special group. We had eight seniors, and last night was tough. Last night was really hard. I prepped them as best you can to say, hey, when you're in the playoffs, you never know when your last game's going to be unless you're in the state championship. I said, and unfortunately this year, you know it's your last one. They enjoyed every second. Even from last summer when we were together, when all these COVID regulations, they always stayed positive and had that hope and stayed positive thinking, hey, we might play. And a very special night last night for them to finish up at home here at our new field here at North MAC.
And, you know, in a couple of years, that'll be a conference game. So that was kind of a neat little preview, I guess.
It was, yeah. We were excited that Greenville could make the trip, and we were very great program there, and all those guys were very respectful. Their players were awesome, and like I say, last night was pretty special.
What will be, and maybe you don't know this yet because it's just so early, what's the plan now moving forward, getting ready for the fall season? As Chet Easterday just reminded me, 14 Fridays away.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to believe. Right? Before you know it, we'll be ready to go again for the game. But yeah, we've started working our summer schedule already. The big thing is get our helmets off to recondition and get them back here so we can have those things ready as well. So, a lot of things are going to happen fast. We do have a lot of kids that play baseball, run track, so that season will linger into June a little bit. But we'll be ready.
Pat, as I look at your season as a whole, you finished 4-2, and obviously Williamsville, they were just rolling people again this year. But they didn't roll you. You guys had them down in the final minute. So as you kind of sit back, I'm sure that game, in a year of a lot of, you know, just great memories, that game probably stands out on its own.
It does. We were driving. We needed one first down, and we had a couple penalties. I think we were about to our 20 going in to score another one. And turned the ball over, and they scored with, I think, 35, 36 seconds to go. A lot of people were asking at what time of the game with the running clock. And we stuck to our game plan, and our kids, they knew they could compete. So, unfortunately, it didn't work out in our favor. Williamsville made plays like they have for the last 2 years, but it was an exciting game for sure.
And, you know, that's the beauty of high school sports, though. The minute somebody tells you they got it figured out, don't listen to them.
That's right.
Patrick Bowman, as you kind of look at the Sangamo Conference as a whole, I mean, you, along with Williamsville and Monroe Forsyth, you guys have been the cream of the crop here, really, for quite some time. And for your program, that is really a great feather in the cap for North Mac to be mentioned in that breath.
It is. And if we'd have gotten that Williamsville game, we'd have been three-way conference champs.
Yeah.
So definitely an exciting conference. Every week's a knockdown drag out. And all the teams you could mention each week. We went up to Athens and snuck out of there with a victory that was really close, because every team, like you said, in this conference, they're going to be ready to play you.
So, Pat, will you take any time off? For you and your staff, is it fall time now, or will there be a little break here?
We are fortunate enough to have all of our athletes in PE every day. So at least every kid gets to be in the weight room every single day. So that makes a big difference, where we don't have to come in the mornings or evenings during school as we finish up here and get close to summer. Really, we won't take much of a break. There's actually a few up here at the locker room this morning already thinking, man, why aren't we breaking down film for next week?
Well, I mean, the six games, it's just abrupt. Like, oh, even though you know it's six games, wait, it's over?
It is, and that's the exact feeling this morning. You're like almost sick at your stomach, thinking, "Hey, I'm not doing something I'm supposed to be here. What am I missing?" So, definitely a shock.
Patrick Bowman, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time, sir, and congratulations on the great spring season.
Hey, thanks so much, you guys. Have a good day.
You too, Patrick Bowman, with North Mac, and yeah, you think about the Panthers having Williamsville on the ropes, and nobody else had Williamsville on the ropes this year. And quite frankly, it is extremely rare that Williamsville is on the ropes in any season ever.
North Mac has played them really well over the last few years. I mean, I guess you could say Monroe Forsyth has too, but North Mac is one of the teams in that conference that is really, haven't won all the games against them, but they've really taken them down to the wire.
As we know, styles make fights.
Mm-hmm.
And some teams, some programs, just match up well with other programs. You think about Pena-Carlinville in the South Central. Very similar, where every year that is just a knockdown dragout. And you expect it when you've got, you know, elite teams year in, year out, Pena-Carlinville, North Mac, Williamsville. But there's just certain matchups when you see them on the schedule. North Mac-Auburn would be another. It's like, yeah, that game more likely than not is going down to the wire.
Right. That more, I think, has to do more with the actual rivalry.
Oh, yes.
But,
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to hear Aaron Kuntz's take on it, because at least the last 3 years, North Mac has, that matchup has been close. And like I said, North Mac hasn't won all of them, but it's gone down to the wire. So I haven't seen a lot of North Mac football, haven't seen a lot of Williamsville football, but I know based on recent history, Williamsville has a very fast team, more of a spread team, whereas North Mac, big offensive and defensive line. So I could see how the two teams could clash and the styles could clash in that game.
Yeah, I mean, Williamsville is just, they're on a level,
yeah.
I mean, by themselves. I mean, years ago, they basically just put them in pin in the state quarterfinals.
Yeah.
And, you know, they had a little trouble getting over that quarterfinal hurdle. And they've gotten over that hurdle, and they have just taken off, and they are on a different stratosphere than just about everybody else. And if there was postseason, I mean, if Williamsville didn't defend their title, it would have been very surprising.
Yeah, they'd definitely be a threat. I mean, you could kind of pencil them in the quarters again, maybe even at least the semis. It just depends on the draw. But they are a threat year in and year out, and doing well again this season. So they'll be, I imagine, pumped going into the fall, because it's 2 years, maybe going on three, that they're the defending champions.
Well, yeah, they won it in 19.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Didn't have a 20. So
it'll be for a while.
Yeah.
They haven't lost since the 2018 quarterfinals,
right,
against Carlinville.
You did their last loss.
I guess I did.
Yeah. How about that?
They've had 20 straight wins since that time. You know,
yeah.
We talked about how will somebody go 20-0 in this calendar year? Williamsville is set up to do a lot better than that, potentially.
Yeah.
We'll see. They're already at 20.
Well, not in the calendar year, though.
No, I'm saying, though, they right. got 20. They're riding a 20-game winning streak right now.
Yeah, I don't know what the longest... I imagine it's pretty long, but I don't know what the long... We've talked about this before, what the longest winning streak is in high school football. Just because I don't know that a lot of teams win consecutive titles.
Oh, they don't. Not undefeated.
Right.
You know, yeah, just to go undefeated in any one season is a spectacular accomplishment. And if you're able to do it back-to-back years, that takes it to a whole different situation.
I'm going to look it up now.
Will you do that, Dan?
Yeah.
Hey, remind you, we got Cardinal baseball coming up today. 12:20 is the pregame start time on WSMI AM 1540, FM 106.9 and 92.9. Cards and Reds today from Busch Stadium, and just kind of one of those dreary weather days right now across the WSMI listening area.
I don't imagine a lot of balls will be flying out.
No.
Not in the cooler, wet weather.
No. And, you know, we alluded to this last week, but the weather for the baseball and softball the last two Saturdays has been atrocious.
Yeah.
Just atrocious. And, you know, this is always a big doubleheader day for baseball and softball. We all know what the weather was like last spring. Couldn't go anywhere. Couldn't do anything. But the weather was great.
Yeah.
Now, the weather stinks.
Most consecutive wins, Pittsfield, 64 from 1966 to 1973.
That's a big number.
That is a big number.
Speaking of Pittsfield, David, you had a note concerning the Sockies.
Yeah, there is a report. Again, I haven't confirmed this anyway, but I saw it on Twitter.
It's saw it on Twitter.
It is from a rather reliable source, but again, I haven't confirmed
it.
But Staunton head football coach Zach Ferguson appears to be headed to Pittsfield as the next head coach there because he is an alumnus of Pittsfield. Now, I don't know if that's why he's going there, but obviously...
Well, I'm sure that's part of the draw.
Right. So it appears Zach Ferguson, head football coach at Staunton, is headed to Pittsfield to be the head coach, but have not confirmed that, so just a report at this time.
The Sockies.
The Sockies. They've had some hard luck here lately in
football. Well, hey, yeah, we're talking about the strength of the Sangamo Conference, you know. It's like they walked into a hornet's nest.
Yeah. That's not been the strength of the conference.
Welcome to the league. What are your first three games? Williamsville, Murrah Forsyth, North Mac, Pleasant Plains was in the state championship game a few years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
Of course, Pittsfield historically, you know, you mentioned that long football winning streak, but when I think of Pittsfield, I associate them with basketball over the years. And I remember going over there for a regional tournament. Gosh, I don't even know how many. Been too many years ago to even count. But I get over there. I'm getting close to the school. And there's a sign for Hannibal, Missouri. Turn right. Basically just down the road. Oh, boy.
Yeah, you're out there.
You're out there.
Like I said, they've fallen on hard luck here lately. I'm going to look up when the last time they had a winning season was Pittsfield, because it's been a while. I mean, they've not been good here recently. And I don't feel bad saying that, because I don't imagine there are a lot of Pittsfield listeners right now. There might be a few.
Yeah, our signal booms. I don't know if it booms quite that far.
I imagine they get it, but I just don't know that we have a dedicated Pittsfield listening audience. Maybe we do. And if we do, thank you for listening. I'm not going to dog the program, but I just don't know that they've...
I said with all due respect.
With all due... I didn't, though.
Oh, you didn't know.
I did not.
David,
but
shame,
with all due respect, in recent history, haven't won a lot of games on the football field.
Ebbs and flows. That's what makes what Carlinville's done over the last 20 years so remarkable. Six or more wins in 18 of the last 20 years. You know, you think about these public schools, small public schools, the Williamsvilles, the Murrah Forsyths, the consistency that they're able to have year to year. That's what really sets them apart. You know, it's not having a great season or one great class of kids. They just roll them over year after year after year into consistent dominance. We need to get to a break here on Sports Saturday. When we come back, we're going to talk with Williamsville head coach and defending 3A state champion Aaron Koontz of the Williamsville Bullets when Sports Saturday returns.
Back to Sports Saturday here on WSMI, and we rejoin Tim Ma.
Thank you very much, David Jenkins. The Mount Olive Pawnee baseball game today has been officially canceled. But again, you know, this was supposed to be a nice big day of doubleheaders for baseball and softball. It's not going to happen. I'm not going to say that there won't be any games played today, but there's not going to be hardly any games played today. I just don't see how it's possible. So I am working on the assumption that every baseball and softball game is canceled. That's just my working assumption. Is that accurate? Probably not. But when you look at the radar and you see what's going on, how are they going to play baseball and softball today? And it's a shame. You know, this is two straight Saturdays that have been washed out for the baseball and the softball after they lost the entirety of last season. Well, back to spring football we go. And, you know, it's strange to have spring football, obviously, but the Williamsville Bullets, boy, they made the most of it. 6-0 in the spring season. They are now winners of 20 straight games. You're defending 3A champions, and on the phone right now is their head coach, Aaron Kuntz. And, Coach, thank you for a few minutes of your time this morning. How you doing?
Great. Really good. Really good. You gave me an extra hour to sleep in than last time when we planned this.
No, that's exactly right. When you won that state championship, we had you scheduled, I think, right at the top of the hour, and rightfully so, you slept in. You earned that extra hour of sleep. And here we are, you know, more than a year later, Aaron, and you're still the defending champs. And is there any part of you that is just kind of sad that this team doesn't get a chance to go defend the title? Because, man, you would have been the odds-on favorite.
Well, for sure. I mean, it was a bittersweet night for sure. You know, our I think our kids almost handled it better than I did. Definitely better, you know, better than us adults and parents. And, you know, all year long, you know, they stayed positive and focused. And even when it was announced, hey, we're going to get six games and no playoffs, they never batted an eye, and they made the most of their six games for sure. But yeah, it's tough. There's there's no doubt that we would have had a shot to repeat. So it definitely is tough. And then just for it to end so abruptly, it was a great night, but a tough night.
I mean, you've had some great teams, and that's an understatement to say you've had great teams at Williamsville. Where will you rank this team in the pantheon of your groups? Because obviously they don't get the postseason run, but yet at the same time, they went through adversity that nobody else had to go through.
Yeah, for sure. You know, and everybody had to go through it as far as so many different things. Like, you know, as the winter came, we didn't even think we were maybe going to have a season, and then boom, we're playing, and you know, we're really, you had a true kind of like it was when I played. You really had 2.5 weeks to get ready after the winter layoff. So, and then you know it, and then it was time to go. And you know, I think we were playing really good football, especially these last 2 weeks. And you know, this is one of the best groups we've had for sure. You know, as sophomores, they, you know, there were several that played on a team that went 9-2 and lost to a really good Carlinville team in 2018. And then, you know, since then they've gone 20-0. So they've been a part of a 29-2 run. And, you know, with 18 seniors, definitely just an outstanding group.
Talking with Williamsville head coach Aaron Kuntz. And when you have a long winning streak like this, there's always a game or two along the way where it's like, whew, we eked that one out. Your game this year would have been the one at North Mac. As you look back on that game now, boy, what a special night that was.
Yeah, I mean, they had us on the ropes for sure. They had, you know, late in the game we were down, and they had the ball, and we were actually, we were able to get a stop, and we had the ball with about 2 minutes to go and had to go the length of the field, and that's a drill that we've gotten pretty good at. And, you know, we were fortunate enough to get it done, and, you know, it's just something that our kids, you know, over the last 2 years, they just never, you know, never felt like they were going to lose. And even that night, you know, North Mac came out and just played outstanding. And we had to overcome some major adversity and went down the length of the field and scored and won a really good football game.
You know, Aaron, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but just thinking like off the top of my head, North Mac and Williamsville, you guys have had some battles over the years.
Oh yeah, no doubt. You know, in the 2000s, you know, since we started playing them, they got us in 15 and 16 back-to-back years, and they've had some really, really good football teams. And this year's team, I'll tell you what, they brought it that night for sure.
I don't suspect too many times in your coaching career the same team has beat you back-to-back seasons.
No, I think that's been it for conference teams. So yeah, and they did it in 15 and 16, and just really, really, really good teams they had, and they got us.
Aaron, I marvel at the consistency of your program. You know, a small public high school. You know, you don't get to recruit. You get who you get, and then you mold them. Year after year, you guys are just a state powerhouse. How did it happen?
Well, a big thing is we've got some really outstanding coaches. I've had really great consistency since I've been at Williamsville. After my first couple years of guys that have gotten on and stayed on, I've had some that have been with me almost the whole time. So I've got just awesome, awesome assistant coaches, and we've just got a great community, and they really support us. They, you know, the kids, they have a great work ethic. So, you know, I think I'm at a really special place, and, I've got really special coaches and really special community and really special parents and kids. So, all of that is big. I think we have a way that we do things. You know, we try to play as many kids one way as we can, and I think that helps get more kids out, because you know, there's a lot of kids that might not see the field a lot until they're seniors, but they know, hey, if I hold on, I'm gonna get a shot my senior year, and you know, that gives us 4 years to develop them. And I think that, you know, the more kids you get in your program, it just makes practice so good when you got ones versus ones a lot. And I think that's been a big, a big thing for our success too.
That is very interesting, a focus on one-way players. Because a lot of time in high school football, I feel like the focus is the exact opposite. It was like, well, this kid's elite. I have to play him on both sides of the ball. But you just mentioned two benefits. One, it gets more kids out. And two, you got one-on-one in practice, and that is huge when you got ones-on-ones in practice.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, a kid can focus on playing that one position all year long, and they just get better and better at it. And another big thing that it does, especially when you're going on a 14-week season, is that it takes the hits and games. Mm-hmm. It cuts them in half. So the durability of the kid and just how fresh they feel as the season goes, I think that's been a big part of it.
How will your plan, your off-season plan, be altered this year headed into the fall season? Ask Chad East today, reminded me. Only 14 Fridays away now.
Gee. Yeah, you know, we're going to look at it. We've got some really good kids that play baseball and run and are part of our track program, and you know, they're going to get a full season that they deserve, and you know, we share a lot of athletes with basketball too, and we really work hard, all of our coaches, to, you know, in the summer not have anything going at the same time as the other sports. So I don't think it's going to change a ton. We'll lift in June quite a bit, and then get going with football in July, and that's really how we tried to do it for the past 5 years or so. And we used to do more in June, but honestly, since going to this, I think kids come in a little more hungry in July, and it also lets multi-sport kids, you know, get time with their other sports, and I think it's helped us keep more multi-sport kids out.
Aaron Coons, the head coach of the Williamsville Bullets, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time, and we will definitely be interested to see how long the winning streak can ride in the fall season. You mentioned a lot of seniors leaving, but I'm sure the expectations aren't changing.
No, they won't. You know, the seniors definitely left a great legacy, and our young kids have learned from that, and the seniors before them have left. You know, it's just kids feel like it's our turn, and we got to keep this going. So it's a great thing, and we will we'll get back to work here in a week or two in the weight room, and we'll be ready to go.
Sounds great. Aaron, thanks for a few minutes of your time this morning.
Hey, thanks for calling.
That's Aaron Coons, the head coach of the Williamsville Bullets. And just, I marvel at the program, David. I really do. It's, I mean, I've been at WSMI now for, I don't know if this is 17 or 18 years. And this is what Williamsville's been basically the whole time I've been here.
Yeah.
It is astonishing.
They are good athletically. Like, it doesn't seem to matter. Like, it's boy sports, girl sports, football, baseball, basketball, softball. It does not matter. Williamsville's just good.
Well, and they were spreading their athletes out before it was just the normal thing to do. It's like, I remember watching them years ago. I was like, holy crap. Yeah. This is like watching a college team.
Yeah, they're good. I mean, they're elite in just about every single sport.
Yeah. And I asked him kind of the secret. I think he hit it. He puts a focus on one-way players.
That's key. That is huge. A lot of schools can't afford to do that because they don't have the numbers. But
wasn't that an interesting point he said, though? He thinks it increases his numbers.
Well, and that's something a lot of schools should at least try. I mean...
Yeah, I mean, you heard him say it limits the wear and tear.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't have to worry about focusing on two positions, you know.
And as he said, they get better at that position as the year goes on. And the ones versus ones at practice, you can't overstate the importance of that enough because, you know, a lot of times in football, it's a numbers issue where you don't have the numbers, and that affects practice. You know, if you talk to coaches about it, that's the biggest issue more than game night is practice and just getting those quality practice reps. Mm-hmm. Williamsville gets nothing but quality practice reps.
Right. By the way, if Williamsville does have an undefeated regular season, just regular season, they'll be tied for 19th in most consecutive wins all time at 29.
I'm not betting against them.
Yeah. As long as IHSA is going to count this COVID season.
Well, they have to.
You would think.
I'm counting it.
Yeah.
It happened.
Should be counted, yeah.
You can't unsee it. It's like the NCAA, like when they strip the banners and the titles, like Michigan's banners for the Fab Five aren't there. And I don't care for the Fab Five, but they played them. I remember them. It happened. Like, you can remove the banner, but it still happened.
Right.
It's like, you know, the IHSA, they vacated the Hills Franciscan State Championship a few years ago.
Well, didn't they vacate the Ohio State win over Illinois in that almost undefeated season? It was around that time Ohio State had some wins vacated.
I don't know.
Now, Illinois still had a loss.
Right.
But I think the win might have been vacated.
It might have been. I do not know. But I know the Hills Franciscan State title was vacated as the coach stood up there at the podium after they won it. We had some good recruits, or a good recruit in the year. I can't remember exactly how he put it.
Just like, being honest.
Said the quiet part out loud.
Yeah.
My mistake.
Just being honest.
Well, bye-bye title.
Yeah. Okay.
And bye-bye spring football.
It's true.
It was fun, but man, I hope we never see
it again. Football season's short enough as it is.
14 Fridays until fall football Friday. Thanks to Chad East today, Paul Watson, Patrick Bowman, and Aaron Coons for joining us this morning on Sports Saturday. Congratulations to Carthenville and Southwestern, South Central Conference champions. Congratulations to Nokomis, Cahokia Conference champions, and to Williamsville, champions of the Sangamo Conference. Cardinal Baseball, 1220 today, AM 1540, FM 106.9 and 92.9. Thanks to Randy Pring. He got us started this morning. For David Jenkins, I'm Tim Mize. Sports Saturday is done on WSMI, FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville.